The Paycheck Protection Program is getting some tweaks. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration says there is $150 billion left in the Paycheck Protection Program, but a lot of small firms and businesses owned by people of color still haven't signed up. Today, the White House is set to announce changes to the program to help more of these businesses. Marketplace's Nova Safos here with details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So what changes are we expecting today?
Well, the Small Business Administration is going to open up a special two-week window starting Wednesday when only the smallest businesses can apply for PPP money. So they're going to announce this today. These are businesses with fewer than 20 employees. The Biden administration has been putting a lot of emphasis on reaching the smallest of small businesses during this third round of PPP funding, Sabri. And because we all remember, the program had some unwelcome headlines in the first time around as bigger companies, including public corporations, crowded out the little guys.
Yeah. What more do we know about the businesses the administration is targeting?
Well, the Small Business Administration has previously said that 80% of loans are now for less than $100,000. So they're focusing on that as a sign of progress in reaching, you know, really small businesses. Now, the next step is the SBA looking at what it labels minority-owned companies and businesses in low-income areas, because a lot of them have not gotten aid. They're also going to target aid at businesses that don't have employees at all. So those could be sole proprietorships or self-employed workers such as house cleaners. They are technically businesses under the law, but in many cases, they are businesses owned by women and people of color. So those will be targets next for the administration to try to get more aid out to them.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.
You're welcome.
A new survey by Bank of America found that roughly half of Black small business owners think they'll bring in more revenue this year, and a quarter say they'll plan on hiring. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on how Black business owners are feeling about the economy right now.
So far, 2021 hasn't been all that bad for Sherrard Duvall. He runs OTR Media Group, a video production company in South Carolina. A lot of its work producing short films dried up last year, so it pivoted to building and installing live streaming equipment. And so far, his revenue is where it was a year ago.
I don't want to speak too soon, so I'm going to try to let this first quarter go by. If this continues on into April, I'll feel a little more comfortable about that.
And now he's hearing back from some of the clients who walked away last year.
A lot of those folks are coming back and saying, hey, you know, we still want to do it, but we want to retool it for today's climate.
Over half of business owners surveyed said they've had to reinvent their businesses, like Duvall did. AJ Barkley is head of neighborhood lending with Bank of America. She says that helps explain why a quarter of Black business owners say they plan to hire more staff.
I mean, there's some that we're doing restaurants now that are catering, for instance. Now, do you need to hire when you're catering? Probably more than you did when you had a restaurant, perhaps.
The survey found that more than half of Black small business owners say their growth has been limited because it's been hard to get capital.
I've talked to many business owners that said, I've applied for an SBA loan in the past, I got denied.
Apollo Woods is the founder of OKC Black Eats, a restaurant marketing firm in Oklahoma City. He says the current round of the Paycheck Protection Program has done a decent job targeting minority-owned businesses. But he says don't forget that during the first round, Black business owners had a hard time getting loans.
The trust isn't there. So you have to build this level of trust that gets the business owner to want to give the energy and effort again to try.
Many Black-owned banks are trying to step into that breach. Robert James II with Carver State Bank in Savannah, Georgia, says his bank's hiring to try to do that.
We need people who, you know, can help us beat the bushes and find those great loan opportunities to make so that we can get the capital out.
The survey found that over 80% of Black business owners said they had to work harder to achieve the same level of success. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 0.6% range, with the Dow future down 201 points. Boeing is telling airlines they should suspend the use of certain 777 jets. You may have seen photos over the weekend of engine debris falling onto neighborhoods near Denver after an engine made by Pratt & Whitney failed on a United flight. United's voluntarily removing those planes from service. We'll get an update on home prices this week when the closely watched S&P Case-Shiller Index comes out tomorrow. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors reported Friday that the median sale price of an existing home was almost $304,000 last month. That is up 14% from a year ago. One factor, among many, is the soaring cost of lumber. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
There are a lot of forces driving up the price of wood. COVID-related mill shutdowns and devastating wildfires have reduced the available supply, while demand for home building and remodeling has only grown. Paul Yonke with Forest Economic Advisors says a lot of the wood builders use comes from Canada.
And now that we're in the heart of winter, you do start to see some transportation disruptions, and that's further bolstering the prices.
Higher lumber costs are adding more than $20,000 to the price of a new single-family home on average, according to the National Association of Home Builders. Economist Daryl Fairweather at Redfin says that also makes existing homes more expensive.
Because if new homes are more expensive, existing home sellers can raise their price because they don't have as much competition from new homes.
Analysts say lumber prices should start to come down as the weather warms and production catches up with demand. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.